ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This morning we're reading from the seventh canto, chapter number five. Text, the title is called Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. And we're in text number two and three. So I will read, first I will read the text two. Toranya prapitam balam praladam naya kovidam patayan asatu patyam anyam cha surabalakam. Translation: Prahlad Maharaj was already educated in devotional life, but when his father sent him to those two sons of Sukracharya to be educated, they accepted him at the school along with the other sons of the Asuras. Now, text number three. Yatatra guruna proktam susruve anupapatacha nasadu manasamene swaparasadagrahasrayam yatatra guruna proktam susruve anupapatacha nasadu manasamene swaparasadagrahasrayam. Yatatra guruna proktam susruveanu papadacha nasadu manasamene swaparasad grahasrayam. Yatatra guruna proktam susruveanu papadacha nasadu manasamene swaparasad grahasrayam. Yadadra guruna proktam susruveanu papadacha sadhu manasamene swaparasangrahasrayam. Yatatra guruna proktam susruveanupapatacha sadhu manasamene swaparasangrahasrayam. Vaishnavis, yatatra guruna proktam susruveanu papadacha nasadu manasamene swaparasangrahasrayam. Yatatra guruna proktam susruveanu papatacha nasadu manasamene swaparasad grahasrayam. Yatatra guruna proktam susruvyanu papatacha nasadu manasamene swaparasad grahasrayam datatra guruna proktam susruvyanu papatacha nasadu manasamene svaparasangrahasrayam. Okay. Yad, which, tatra, there in the school, gurunam, by the teachers, proktam, instructed, susrube, heard, anupapata, recited, cha, and, na, not, sadhu, good, manasa, by the mind, mene, considered, seva, of one's own, para, and of others, asadgraha, by the bad philosophy, astrayam, which was supported. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topics of politics and economics taught by the teachers, but he understood that political philosophy involves considering someone a friend and someone else an enemy. And thus, he did not like it. Please repeat. Prahlad certainly heard and recited the topics of politics and economics taught by the teachers. But he understood that political philosophy involves considering someone a friend and someone else an enemy. And thus, he did not like it. Purport. Politics involves accepting one group of men as enemies and another group as friends. Everything in politics is based on this philosophy. And the entire world, especially at the present, is engrossed in it. The public is concerned with friendly countries and friendly groups or enemies, countries and enemy groups. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita, a learned person does not make distinction between enemies and friends. Devotees especially do not create friends and enemies. A devotee sees that every living being is part and parcel of Krishna. Parenthesis, mama ivanso jiva bhuta. Therefore, a devotee treats friends and enemies equally by trying to educate them both in Krishna consciousness. Of course, atheistic men do not follow the instructions of pure devotees, but instead consider a devotee their enemy. A devotee, however, never creates a situation of friendship and enmity. Although Prahlad Maharaj was obliged to hear the instructions of Sanda and Amarka, he did not like the philosophy of friends and enemies, which forms the basis of politics. He was not interested in this philosophy.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinami.
Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Gaur Govinda Swamiti Namine. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Satarine. Mukam karoti vachalam pangu langayate girin yat kripa tamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam. Krishne swadham upagate dharma bhagat dharma gyana vidishata puran kalo nastra disanesa puranarkva gunodita. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just as the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied with knowledge and religious. And those who take shelter of this Bhagavad Purana shall cross the ocean of nations, of darkness. So, it's a very interesting verse. I'm not really qualified to speak on this. It's a very, 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 I wish somebody else could speak. It's very deep meaning in this. I'm afraid I can disappoint you, but still, something came to my mind that the perfect examples of politics and groups and friends, and this group is my friend, this group is my enemy, came when... For example, the United Nations. Srila Prabhupada used to say, what are the United Nations doing? They're just increasing more flags. More flags. But practically speaking, from the point of view of the Vaishnava or the devotee, there's no the ultimate solution of problems of life. Because in a relative sense, you know, we want to be fair to the other people. There are certain things that they temporarily get arranged, temporarily, so-called, you know. So, yes, this is happening. This, sometimes they make some solutions and many countries get together, everybody has their agenda, and they make friends with those who agree with their agenda, they make enemies with the other groups. And why is that? Because the problem is that the way the Vaishnava sees it is the way Krishna sees it. Krishna says, there's a verse there, he says, Mamai vanso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana sastanindriyani prakriti stankarshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. But what happened? They are conditioned. And therefore, he says that they struggle with the six senses, including the mind. So here the mind is the main factor. These people, or anyone who is not trained in the Vaishnava teachings, obviously is going to see friends and enemies. And we see that everywhere, like Prabhupada has mentioned in the purport. Many times also I remember another parts of Srila Prabhupada's conversation. One time I was listening to, he was... the many different groups were coming to invite Srila Prabhupada to have a talk about peace and harmony, and many different groups were there. And Prabhupada was not that much interested because he's a Vaishnava. He sees that these people are not really interested in these things. They have a different opinions and versions of how peace will be in the world. And the Vaishnava is just interested to present Krishna consciousness, Krishna as the main figure. So anyway, this person was one of the leaders of the Sikhs. And here, He tried to convince him to come, but Prabhupada, I think he didn't go because he was not seeing that they're not going to listen. What is the use of talking about different things if Krishna is not in the picture? That is the mood of the Vaishnava. And in even in other occasions also, Srila Prabhupada was invited to speak, even in among religious groups. Like in India, sometimes devotees tell pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, where he was invited, where other yogis, impersonalists and mayavadis were there. And the person who made the program, he would figure it out that Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, Westerners, will come, and then their intention was that the other people would speak before Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would speak at the end, and many of the Indian people would come because Prabhupada came with all his Western disciples, and they were very much attracted to that. So anyway, and they tried to manipulate, play some politics on him. And Srila Prabhupada didn't like that. He says, he was seeing that Krishna is not presented properly. He just walk away. Or sometimes he will say, chant Hare Krishna, whenever Mayavadis will be speaking something inaccurate. So the Vaishnava, the Lord, is very concerned about what is the point of talking of if Krishna is not included there. What is the point of just bringing so many issues, so many points there? So Prahlad Maharaj, it said, mentions that he's educated. He was educated, but he was not interested also. So Srila Prabhupada also was in the same mood. He was only interested in, a Vaishnava is interested only in presenting Krishna. It is said that Titikshava Karunika Suhrida Sarvadehinan Ayata Sratva Santa Sadava Sadubhushanan. That the pure devotee of the Lord, the Vaishnava, he is tolerant. Titikshava, he is merciful. Karunika, Suhrida Sarvadehinan, he is friendly to all living beings. Ayata Sratva Santa, he doesn't consider enemies. Ayata Sratva Santa, Sadava Sadubhushana, he's decorated with wonderful qualities. And we see that in Srila Prabhupada. And our success in our preaching is whenever we try to imbibe those qualities that Prabhupada had, he's expecting from every single of his members of ISKCON and any follower to arrive to that level of consciousness. Otherwise, what will happen? Nobody will listen to. You can speak big philosophy. You can sit on the Vyasa San and say so many things. But if we don't walk the talk, that makes it very difficult. People are getting very tired of religious groups in different places as an organized religion. They like spirituality, but they don't like organized groups. They find, even in that, they find politics, which in one sense, it may appear when we are not very educated properly in Vaishnava philosophy, when we lack this, when we try to work independently than the desire of Krishna, and then we concoct so many things. And we see, for example, sometimes that even unfortunately happens, you know, we go chanting in the streets, and sometimes we see other groups, they consider us like an obstacle to their preaching or whatever it is, and they come and they really want to give you the whole truth about why you're wrong. And sometimes some of them very aggressively, like in Harinam, it happens a couple of times. And it's very unfortunate because people are watching, are seeing two religious groups, you know, what is this? Of course, the devotees have, most of the time, the devotees have saintly behavior because Prabhupada wants us to be like that. Sometimes when we have new devotees who are not properly educated, they just want to respond equally. But we don't. Because why? We've been trained to see that everyone. Krishna is in everywhere, is included in everything. We see unity in diversity. They cannot see it sometimes. They cannot see it. I seen last Saturday we were in Harinam, another group came, and the whole purpose was just to disturb. So I just told the man, I said, the leader, I said, can you please go and get your man? He's getting too fanatical, a little bit crazy, and he's making look your religion bad. So please go and get him, because he was chasing one of our members, following all over, you know, like trying to give him the... Yeah, devotees sometimes exercise their, you know, their mind. They go and try to, like, respond, but sometimes it's a waste of time, really. You never convince those people. So, Prahlad Maharaj, Mahabhagavat, he has too much to offer to the devotees, too much. And Srila Prabhupada imbibed those teachings. He himself is a perfect example of a Vaishnava. And he gave us Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, and not only Prahlad Maharaj's teachings, but many other teachings from many other great saintly devotees, Vaishnavas. So we're very rich in that. We're not lacking of knowledge. We just need to put more endeavor in this. And I would like to read something about what Srila Prabhupada said about politics. Here, one little thing. So it's this one. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. One second, please. What happened here? Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, help me, I had it right here. Maybe. Did I misplace this? Please, Krishna, help me. Well, okay, here it is. Prabhupada says, no diplomacy, no politics. For a Vaishnava, there's no suffering, but he's very much anxious. These rascals are misled. They are going astray, unhappy. How can they be happy? That is Vaishnava's business. Therefore, the Vaishnava will have no politics. Politics means planning for one's own happiness. So in our society, there should be no diplomacy and no politics. Everyone should be eager how to do good to others. That is Vaishnava. If he's planning something, that I shall be leader, I shall be doing something. That is no Vaishnavism. Politics is not good. This is in a morning walk, 15 March 1974 in Vrindavan. So the Vaishnava is concerned just about presenting Krishna. And how, in another part here, the other interesting thing about a sadhu has no enemies. This is a different conversation for those who are not familiar with the... This is Srila Gorgovinda Maharaj. He is my guru. He's a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He was preaching in Orissa. He left this world in Mayapur in the centennial, in the most auspicious time. That was when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's appearance day. And at the time that he left the world, he was discussing the topic of the union and separation of Radha and Krishna. So he says like this here, a sadhu has no enemies. Questions and answers with Srimad Gorgovinda Swami Maharaj. devotee, you said there is no enemy, but what if someone says, seems to be impeding your idea of how you want to serve Krishna? Guru Govinda Swami, one who is in complete Krishna consciousness never thinks anyone his or her enemy. They see everything as Krishna's will. What can someone do against us unless Krishna wills? A sadhu has no enemy. Devotee, how does such a sadhu see someone who criticizes a Vaishnava, Krishna, or his own guru? Does he see him as an enemy? Guru Govinda Swami, no. A sadhu never sees anyone as an enemy. It is up to Krishna. The example is Durvasa Muni. He was a powerful yogi, but he committed an offense at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj remained undisturbed. Then Krishna took his Sudarshan Chakra and ran behind him. Durvasa Muni ran here and there. He went to Brahmaloka, Siddhaloka, and finally to Lord Narayan. Narayan told him, no, I cannot protect you. You have committed such an offense. Go and beg excuse from Ambarish Maharaj. If he offers prayers, then the chakra will go away. Devotee, so how do we understand that sometimes a Vaishnava shows anger on someone who blasphemes another Vaishnava or the Lord? Guru Govinda Swami, a Vaishnava tolerates everything, but he cannot tolerate a blasphemy of another Vaishnava or the Lord. It is intolerable for him. He must be angry. Devotee, what about cow killing and other types of ignorance? Shall we just tolerate it, or should we try to stop such ignorance? Guru Govinda Swami, therefore we preach. We go out and preach and inculcate Krishna consciousness in others. If they can understand, then they will stop. If they cannot understand, how can you stop it? Haridas Thakur was beaten severally in 22 markets. Many slashes were there, but still he didn't curse them. Rather, he offered prayers on their behalf. O Supreme Lord, they are devoid of knowledge. They don't know what they're doing. If they had knowledge, they could not have done these things. Please excuse them. Let pure knowledge be imparted to them, so in the future they won't do like this. Tarori vasa his nuna. A Vaishnava is as tolerant as a tree, but he's not tolerant if he hears blasphemy of Vaishnava, sadhu, shastra, guru. He cannot tolerate it. Devotees, does it mean he's angry but does not feel that person is his enemy? Guru Govinda Swami, he doesn't feel any enmity. A sadhu's anger is a blessing. Hanumanji is a great sadhu, but he was so angry with Ravan, he kidnapped the wife of my master. He became so angry that he burned all of Lanka. This is real anger. You should utilize anger in that way. If someone blasphemes a Bhakta devotee, you should express anger towards him. Otherwise, you should have no anger. Hanumanji's eyes turned red, hot. Ravan had kept Sita Devi in a garden Ravan had kept Sita Devi in a garden as beautiful as Indra's name Ashoka, meaning that place where there's no lamentation. But Sita Devi was always lamenting. Ravan had made that garden very nice and beautiful with many varieties of flowers and fruits he had brought from the celestial planets. And when the personality who was reading the Ramayana, he was given a description, oh, Ravan's Ashokanan garden is very beautiful with many varieties of flowers, fruits and colors. Hanuman was sitting there listening. He said, no, I have seen the garden, it was all red. The person says, no, Hanuman, you were very angry at that time, therefore you saw all red because of your angry mood. In Hanuman's anger, he saw everything red. no varieties of color. Therefore, it is said that a person sees the reflection of his mind. What's in his mind, he sees. Devotee, once you explain, this is now the conversation again. Devotee, once you explain that anger comes from envy, Srila Guru Govinda Swami, Kama esa, Krodha esa, Rajoguna, Samud Baba, Mahasano, Mahapadma, Bidi, Enam, Ihai, Vairinam, Bhagavad Gita 3:37. You have material desires, and if they are unfulfilled, then anger comes. That anger is born out of Rajoguna. Otherwise, why will anger come? Devotee, in devotional service, some obstacles come and then anger comes. Guru Govinda Swami, anger on whom? Devotee, anger on anything that is impeding it, a person or anything. Guru Govinda Swami, anger on the circumstances or anger on a person. Devotee, usually anger towards a person, it seems like he's in the way. It is devotional service, and anger should not be there. But why is anger there? Guru Govinda Swami, in devotional service, my guru has said that I have to do something. If someone creates an obstacle, then anger comes. Why are you doing like that? A sadhu becomes angry. Devotee, but if that person who created the obstacle is a devotee, what happened? Guru Govinda Swami, if he's a devotee, he can understand why will he create obstacles. He will think, he's serving Guru and Gauranga. Why shall I create obstacles for him? Then I will become an offender. Offender. Someone who creates such obstacles is not a devotee. He's only outwardly a devotee. He's only pretending. He or she is not a real devotee. Sometimes Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj used to be really heavy in speaking in issues like this. So he used the word like that, pretender. But the message is given that sadhus do get angry sometimes, but not unnecessarily and not because of something that is done to them, but when someone is done to the Vaishnava, to the Guru, to the Shastras, and then he's ready to fight. For Krishna only. So it is explained in the scriptures. In the Sri Upanishad, there is one verse that says, Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyeva nupasyati sarvabhutesu chatmanan tatuna vijugupshade. It says that one who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Lord, who sees all living entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Lord within everything, he never hates anyone or anything. That is the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj. That is the teaching of the Mahabhagavat. And we might not be at that level yet. It's probably too high for us. But at least in the Madhyama Dikari, we should be able, those who are arriving to the medians, we should be able to appreciate the Lord in the temple, worship Him, glorify Him. And to the devotees of the Lord, we can be loving, friendly. And then to the ignorant people or those who are not trained, we should be compassionate. So that's the mood of the Vaishnavas. So Prahlad Maharaj, he's teaching us in many other places of the Bhagavatam how to behave, how to act. For example, he says, Naibodhuye paraturatyana vaitaranyas Tvadvirya Tvadvirya Mahaya Tvadvirya Maha Tvadmirya Gayana Mahamritya Magnochita Socheta Tobi Mukacheta Sa Indriyarta Maya Sukaya Baram Udhahatobi Mundha. He's explaining in this prayer to Lord Nisingadev, Prahlad says, O best of the great personalities, he says, as far as I'm concerned, he says, I am not afraid of this material existence. Why? Because I'm always absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. He says, but what I'm concerned is I'm concerned for those other people there. He says the muskas, the rascals, those who are trying to be happy independently without serving your lotus feet. So that's the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That is the mood of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada could have stayed in India, in Vrindavan, and no problem. But he has the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj also, in another part of the Bhagavatam, mentions something interesting. He says, I've seen many sadhus, many saintly persons. They're good, they're nice. But what do? They go and they, in the Himalayas, they practice mona austerities, and they're sadhus, good. But there's one thing, he says, as they're looking for their own liberation. As far as I'm concerned, he says, I want to help these other people. So we want to imbibe that mood. We want to assist Srila Prabhupada in his missions. We want to cooperate with the organization that he created. We want to cooperate with the leaders that he created. We're all struggling, fighting for the material energy, with the senses, with the mind. And therefore, sometimes things might happen. We might disagree in certain things, but we should, like Prabhupada sometimes, he said to his leaders, they were not agreeing in something. He says, fight it, but work together. So we have to work together. Sometimes we have to disagree in certain things, but in a very loving way, we should go back again. We might disagree in certain things, but still we have some great respect with etiquette. We should be very careful in these things, not impose, not do anything. If for lack of maturity we do these things, we beg forgiveness from those devotees that we create trouble, you know, in their endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness. After all, Srila Prabhupada is overseeing this movement. Lord Chaitanya is overseeing this movement. Prahlad Maharaj wants this. And the conditioned souls wants this. We see and we experience every day when we distribute our books, when we go on Harinam, how the regular people there, they appreciate the Harinam. And like devotees, like, for example, Sura Prabhuji goes to places where people want to do yoga, want to understand yoga, want to dance. He gives the holy name there. And someone there, who knows, might become attracted to that. So we're assisting in some way to Srila Prabhupada. With respect, with carefulness, and reading the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, and our life will be perfect. How we can see the Lord everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj is helping us. There's one devotee who wrote a beautiful song in honor of this. Namaste Narasimhayam Praladaladadayane Hiranya kasi puvakshaha sila tanka nakalaye ito nishinha parato nishinho jato jato jamitato nishinho bahir nishinho hridaye nishinho nishinga nadim saranam prapadye. This is the vision of the pure devotee. He sees Lord Krishna inside, outside, everywhere. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvancha mayi pasyati. He says, for that person who sees me everywhere, I am not lost to him, nor is he lost to me. So we want to arrive to that understanding. So thank you very much. It's over time. If anybody has any comment or any question, otherwise we can go and take prasadam. The medicine. Hare Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada.